The rumblings of revolution.
Revolution.
The vibrations of vocal cords. The tingling in our pants.
What?
You know how we do it, coming at you from I-75 and I-94. Downtown Detroit, Michigan. It's the Olin Ezra Show. To my right, I'm looking at my homie Olin Ezra.
Yo-ho!
Straight across from me, I'm looking at my boy, the big baby P.
What up, y'all?
And to my left, Miss Sarah Force.
What the hell am I here for?
What is up, Internet, in the great city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no pow because Pat's ass is at a Super Bowl party.
Here, I got one for him. Let's try a pow. Right? Pow!
Well,
see? It's not the same.
Pow. Yeah, it doesn't work for me.
Let's do a Keanu pow.
Oh my God.
I wonder what Keanu Reeves is doing today since everybody's too busy with the goddamn Super Bowl.
He's probably walking around somewhere like, whoa.
Somewhere near a mirror, no doubt.
His Super Bowl Sunday. Whoa.
God, you still got it, dude.
Oh my God.
I watched like half an hour of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure sometime this week.
That's still like one of the best movies ever, though.
That is Keanu Reeves' most epic.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It tops anything he's ever done.
It's like Bruce Campbell in the original Evil Dead. You know, it's like that's the masterpiece.
It's like that, huh?
Oh, it's like
Bruce
that.
Campbell lives in Michigan, don't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought
Bruce Campbell is—he's the most untalented actor in the world, but he's so goddamn good at it.
Well. He makes it work for him.
He does.
He's found a niche at just not being that good.
Yeah, okay. The best scene is in Evil Dead 2 when he's like sawing off his arm and replacing it with a chainsaw. Uh-huh. Like his facial expressions are totally unbelievable. Like, wow, it looks like you're constipated, dude. You all right over there?
He is the best mediocre actor ever.
He's the worst C-list celeb in the world.
C-list.
And that's what makes him great.
Excuse me, the best. Well, I don't know, man. It'd be awesome to have that motherfucker on the show, to tell you the truth.
Fuck yeah.
That would be lovely.
That man has a loyal following.
I'd even call him like a C-plus actor.
We give you, Bruce, a B-minus, because your name also starts with a B.
Do you own Bruce Campbell Dodge, by the way? Did you ever hear that? Every time I see that sign,
yeah,
I wonder
you
who the
know,
fuck
I've never even
that.
Put that
dude
together.
Bruce Campbell Dodge. It's like,
wow.
He's in Michigan. Maybe he's got some business ventures. Can you bring up Ninja the Gaiden from the old Nintendo?
Oh, man, Ninja Gaiden.
I
oh,
love
my
that
God.
Game,
did you ever play the one for Xbox that was like insanely difficult?
No, but and also, yeah, what the graphics were all a little better too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the one from my Nintendo, I remember this train level and you're like hanging off the back of the train throwing stars. You remember
right.
that?
Yep.
I was playing that. That was by Tecmo, man. Speaking of Tecmo, they made Tecmo Super Bowl back in 1991.
Tecmo Super Bowl.
I don't want to hear Super Bowl.
Oh, come on, man. That's
what about
I don't
want to
hear it.
You don't want to play no Madden? You know,
I hate John Madden video games because it's like the gameplay is
can't
all right.
Can't you turn him off, though?
But yeah, but he's just like, the wide receiver didn't do what he was supposed to do.
Typical Madden.
Yeah,
it's called Madden. Are you supposed to expect something different?
Madden's got this uncanny ability to make everything sound very gay.
Yeah, or just state the obvious.
He's punching it right in his hole there, Ral.
But like, isn't that what sports announcers are supposed to do, though? Aren't they just there to point out the obvious?
Where's Dick Vitale? He was good at it.
I don't
albeit
know where
annoying
he is.
As hell, but he was still. Dick Vitale
did
is like
retire?
On Blaha's level.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
It's going to be awesome, baby.
Well, hey, man, he made those events awesome. Like, kind of like what Blaha.
Yeah,
does.
I don't know, dude. I'm a Blaha guy. No
I
doubt.
Love Blaha.
I'm all about the Blaha. He fills it. Yeah, I used to do a good
count
Blaha.
That, baby.
And a foul. Count that at a foul, Special K.
What do you think? Except the Pink Panther. Why does he? Who was that? Rick Mahorn that called Tayshaun Prince the Pink Panther? Or was that Blaha?
That might have been Mahorn.
The Pink Panther is better than calling him Spider Monkey because I know a few people that called him that. Not in any kind of racial thing. Just
what's
he's
wrong?
How could it not be?
What's wrong?
I don't know.
Prince.
I didn't take it that way, but
no.
I didn't repeat it either until just now.
It's like the Palace Prince is the best way to
yeah,
go with that
that's,
guy.
I kinda,
let's
yeah.
call him the Pink. What
sure.
the hell is he? He doesn't. Other than he's lanky, it's not like you can kill him and shove him in
Pink,
your wall to stay warm.
Yeah, Pink Panther sounds derogatory. to me. For some reason, so I can't really put my finger on it. I think so.
Wow. You're now condemned to speak like Euro trash. The Pink Panther, those British bastards and their little cartoon, like Danger Mouse.
Yeah.
Danger Mouse was awesome.
I still, to this day, love, I have like an unhealthy obsession with Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse?
You ever watch that being a little kid? The mouse with the eye patch?
Yeah. I remember you forcing me to watch it.
I might have saw it a couple of times. No, I don't.
Not that
I'm not familiar with it.
No, refused or anything.
It's this British mouse. He's like a secret agent or whatever. And he's like got this eye patch on. It's the best way to describe him. Just Google Danger Mouse.
I'll look into it.
Yeah. That's
when you say Danger Mouse, I was thinking about Danger Doom.
Danger Doom?
What? Yeah, MF Doom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Danger Mouse did a project. Yeah.
MF.
A couple of them.
Anyway,
well, who was it that did the Gray album?
That was Jay-Z.
Danger Mouse.
Well, no.
No, that was Black.
That was the Black album.
Oh, I'm sorry. No,
Gray album was Danger Mouse.
That was Danger Mouse, wasn't
it? That was some dope shit. I actually liked it when I heard it. But
that was the Beatles and Jay-Z, right?
Yeah.
My
yeah.
father had mixed emotions about that one.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I bet your dad just nut right in his pants.
No. The look on his face was epic, though. He was just, like, confused and not for sure if he was, like, having... positive
just
or
confused.
Negative,
just sure,
like, but like confused on so many levels.
It kind of like the day he was passing that kidney stone in the hospital, and we went to see him, and he just looked like he was in the best mood.
We were just talking about that. I had a kidney stone like last week or something.
TMI?
Yeah, it's a lot worse
how does
for
a
you
chick
guys
because
you
got a stone.
I attribute it to drinking too much diet soda.
Really?
But
you need to start
is,
drinking regular soda because that like. Those chemicals that they use in that fake sugar.
You're not the only one.
Aspartame,
who's told
baby.
That.
Look out for that.
It's like, aspartame and potassium benzoate.
Yeah.
Just drink a pop a day and you'll be fine.
Speaking of that, I mean, how does the stone fire out?
It did for me.
It did a little bedpan. Pew!
So I mean, it's like a BB.
I've passed a few. Mine don't get very big. Some
dude,
people,
I've never had one once. Ever,
I've never had one either, but I'm knocking on wood because I don't want to have to go through that.
Oh shit, this ain't real wood. No, it is.
Well, it's real wood combined.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that.
We might have to knock on it some more, but no, really, like it wasn't that bad for me. But for some people, it's really awful. Like worse
very
than
painful.
Childbirth for some.
Oh Jesus.
And I've been there, too, and that's not fun. Take all the drugs
like the
they'll give you.
It's like the Ramones song, the sedate or sedated.
20,
no, that was the last thing on my mind, I can guarantee you.
I
want to
be sedated.
That's all I got to do. Just shoot yourself up with a bunch of drugs.
Demerol.
It's pretty much my waking life
I don't
life
understand
philosophy.
These women that want to do natural births. It's like, just shoot them up with drugs.
There's no...
Is anything natural in this goddamn day and age anymore anyway?
There's no reason to not take the drugs unless there's something physically wrong with you. If you're just doing it for like a status thing, like, yeah, I popped this one out all on my own.
And you have like a midwife come in and give birth in a tank full of water. Ooh, you're so hippie. You know, it's like hippie shit. But, I mean,
to the hospital.
I can look at the earliest of human history where babies seem to come out just fine with no hospitals involved.
Right.
I know. Like
not as many. And as healthy, and they probably
you
didn't
had to have
make
a lot.
It, but
no, and then it got swept away by a vulture or some kind of random cat.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it was like like you see on the Discovery Channel, like when a cow gives birth and it just kind of flops out of
the ground.
Asshole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I wish it was like that.
Is that how old school human birth used to be?
They
just took a rock and severed the cord. Like,
I guess.
Baby. Women were supposed to hunt and gather right up until the time it just fell out of them.
Hey, I was in labor at Meijer in one of those the rascal carts.
Did your water break in Meijer?
No, my water never broke, but I was at Meijer riding one of those rascals in the checkout line, like, ooh. But
did
I had gone to the hospital
scan?
And they sent me home. No.
Yo, you should have used the U-scan.
I had gone to the hospital and they sent me home, so I went grocery shopping.
Wow.
Because they tell you, try to walk around, and we were in a really small condo, so I just went to Meijer to walk around.
Really? That was your plan? You're like, where's the most spacious square footage I could go walking?
And then I didn't even
Home
walk.
Depot.
I got on the rascal cart and
Depot.
Drove that around. Ooh, Home Depot. Yeah, my dad took me to Caesarland as an excuse to go play Galaga.
I had to
well,
go to...
Well, your dad
to,
is a brilliant man.
He is.
I had to go
Shout
to...
Shout out to Tom Force.
Tom Force. I just imagine that he talks like
he does, kind of, man. It's weird. He used to
Sarah, are you done with the laundry? Oh. Can I get in the shower? It's Tom Forza.
My dad is not Robert Loggia.
No, that's not, Robert that's not Loggia.
Nah.
This is Loggia and your dad hanging out, though. Tom, let's go get some chicken wings. Tom Forrest loves chicken wings.
That sounds like Phil Hartman.
Kind of. Hey, medical marijuana is safe and effective. Go to thc-foundation.org.
Do you know how many people have overdosed on marijuana in all Zero. Human history?
None. Zero. None.
Well, there was that one dude that locked himself in a sarcophagus and smoked weed, I think, for 2 weeks straight or something. What? And he was fine. I mean, after like an hour, he was hallucinating, but he made it through.
Whoa. And he's still alive today.
He is still alive.
With no adverse effects, maybe some lung cancer.
Well, I'm sure he has some short-term
Did anybody
effects.
Ever see, I forget the guy's name, like one comedian made a movie, like a riff on Super Size Me called Super High Me.
Yes.
Where he smokes every day that, for like a month.
That was, I watched that movie. It was
Did
pretty
you?
Funny.
I've been meaning to check
I
that out.
I need to see that.
Super yeah. High Me it's is hilarious. He's like...
Super Size Me was awful. Continue,
He's
please.
Like, he's just like, by the end of the movie, he's just like, hey. I'm all right.
Just fried?
Yeah, he's just baked all the time. He, like, wakes up and has a special, like, next... Yeah. He has a special bong next to his coffee machine.
It's that he spends all day, right? It's
all
like when
day.
He gets up, he smokes?
He smokes nonstop okay. all day, Whoa, every boy. Day. he's my hero.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, Rastafarians can do that, no problem.
Yeah, he went out, got his license, just like everybody else in California, because they have broken oh. down the legislation so much, you can get it for yeah. anxiety so and depression.
And we're going to be there, too.
We're on the way.
Marijuana because, for anxiety?
Because the THCFoundation.org is a Michigan-based, you know, company. 1-800-723-0188.
Oh, yeah?
All week.
Got
and
a little
I'm,
glaucoma kicking in?
Maybe. I'm
you
hoping so.
Some.
Maybe.
I'm hoping so.
Well, it's cool, man. You can
oh, I hate that glaucoma test. With the
oh, are they?
Puff in the eye.
Yeah,
oh.
that sucks.
What?
I wish there was a
Never
way to trick
that
test.
No, what are
they,
you talking
they,
about?
They really? Put you in this little contraption, you know, and then they blow a puff of air at your eye socket
oh, Jesus.
With your eye open.
Never.
Yeah, it I sucks. Know. It feels like somebody's, like, sticking something into your eye. That's
and you're not,
supposed
even
to be
guaranteed
there.
A medical card when you're done with it.
But then again, yeah. I've never had really any eye. I've never been to an optometrist. Never
really?
Worked with, yeah, I have actually what's called 21/21 vision. I can see about a quarter inch through most solid objects.
What? What color is Sarah's panties?
You're so bullshit.
Please.
You weren't here when they were
Dylan,
out earlier.
Dylan, you don't know.
Dylan absolutely
and by the
knows
way,
what
about,
color my panties
about
are.
Her panties, she ain't wearing any. So,
well, they may deceive you, but I can guarantee you that there are some there.
It's a string.
Yeah, it's a string. It's a piece of dental floss with like a little square.
Hey, all now, right. You have no idea how much this underwear cost.
Is right. it comfortable? How do you guys walk around in those things?
I don't mind it. It's
comfortable
not that
to
bad.
Have a string in your asshole.
Do you don't mind
at all
it for
times.
Fashion's sake, or is it?
No, well,
perform a function.
I do own some pants that could be tight enough to the point where you may see some lines.
Ooh.
But, you know, that's what these you know, underwear are
I
made for.
I might be like, hey, young lady, don't get lippy
see,
with me.
I'm always free-balling. I got to have my boxers, you know what I mean?
Well,
oh, fuck yeah, dude. I've been boxers since middle school.
Yeah, for sure, man.
I don't know. Right do you are you bothered by sunglasses or, you know, anything like that? You just put it on your face and forget about it? Because that's how I do. I just put my thong on and forget about it.
I gotcha.
Wow.
Depends. Sometimes, yeah. Some sunglasses, sure, they would bother. You know, they dig into your face. The wrong pair.
Right, right.
They bother
it's the
me.
Same
this new
for thong.
Fashion trend of sunglasses bothers me. Looks like chicks are a bunch of bugs walking around ready to, like, suck the juices
I
out
forget
of my neck.
That I have anything on my head once I start drinking enough, so don't matter.
Well, hey, I forget about my underwear when I've been drinking,
sure.
too, so
have you guys
we're
seen
still
that,
even.
That new anti-pot commercial?
No.
No.
Yeah, somebody passes out
so
and they
propaganda
draw on
is
them.
This?
Somebody passes out and they draw on them. I'm like, this should be an anti-drinking commercial.
Yeah, I can honestly say I've never...
It's like,
what do they draw?
Like you draw on a drunk person.
Yeah, right. But it's on TV, so I guarantee you that they're not drawing anything that I would draw on a passed out drunk person.
No, because I'd like, you know, write like these nuts on somebody's forehead. They just drew a mustache
I'm
on the
really
guy. They went
good.
Easy on him.
Somehow, I don't know how I acquired this talent, but passed out drunk people, I'm really good at drawing the balls on their neck and the cock all the way across the cheek to their mouth. Wow. Cock and balls is my specialty.
That's nice. Wow.
See, that's why Pat doesn't like to get drunk with white people.
Why? He's black. Yeah, you can't draw on him.
Well, you could with a highlighter. No, I don't know.
No, it doesn't work. That you need paint markers.
Lemon juice and a black light.
All right.
Poor Pat. He's not here to defend himself.
So what do you guys think of, have you guys heard about this car? Like, it's 200 miles a gallon.
Oh, like the new it's a new hybrid that you plug in.
Is it Tesla?
It's a gas electric. No, it's called the Aptera.
Did you say Tesla? Yeah, Tesla is making.
Yeah, yep.
The Aptera.
Not the band, Sarah.
Well, you're into the band.
So much.
I'm talking about the man himself. No Tesla.
What
man.
An underappreciated genius that guy was. Man, did the U.S. government stick their dick so far up his asshole, he died alone, cold, and with no money.
The dude from Tesla?
No, Nikolai Tesla.
Oh.
The man himself, not the band.
Yeah. They fucked Tesla right in the...
Oh, man.
A cabbage hole.
He was before his time.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, man, well, he was working on free energy. Can't have that.
If it would have been any earlier, they would have burned him at the stake, so.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if it was for his little haircut that he has on, like, all of his pictures. He has that little fucking butt cut. Drives me crazy.
I know that Edison fucked him. Westinghouse fucked him. Paul Warburg fucked him. You know,
they were all even in one big apprentice. Fuck circle fucking each other in the ass, basically. Yeah.
Even his apprentice, what's his name, Marconi, screwed him over out of some patents. So it's like, dang, poor guy.
Is that the car that you plug in? Is that you're talking about?
It's the Aptera. It's not the Tesla. This is, I guess, the first one that's come out. The Tesla's still in design, isn't it, Dylan?
It's soon, if it hasn't come out yet.
That is the one I'm thinking of, though. I just heard something about it on one of the
They got, like, a roadster, basically.
Okay.
200 miles to the motherfucking gallon.
This is a $200,000 one. I guess there was some, like, you know.
What? The car's $200,000?
Or $20,000. Excuse me. How dare I? It's about the price of a Civic. 200 miles a gallon. But I'm going to show you guys this car and see why it is not a realistic vehicle, especially in the city of Detroit.
Take a gander.
Take a look at the wheels, man. How are those going to impact shocks and hit potholes?
Those are potholes that blow that thing right off the fucking road.
It'll break.
That's not a real design. If they're going to make something that gets 200 miles to a gallon.
Well, this is what they used to win that X Prize contest for fuel efficiency.
Is it going to take X-Prize. Off
okay,
and
that
fly
is
around?
It. That's the one I just heard about. Yeah. That's what, you very easily could strap some wings on this fucking thing. It's basically a rolling cockpit.
That's what it looks like. Yeah. It looks retarded. And it looks like, driving it down E-Course or even clay or Russell, it's done.
You couldn't drive it down any dirt road in America.
Done. No. And there was just that story, what was it, yesterday on a front page of the paper about the potholes being the worst they've ever been in Detroit right now.
I know you're not from, like, the west side of the burbs, but if you ever drive down a street called E-Course at E-Course and Hagerty.
Yes. Oh, I've been down it plenty of times.
Oh, man, there's, like, potholes a foot thick deep, and they're just everywhere. What is this point coming off the back of it anyway?
Some kind of...
It's like the nipple of the car.
Kind of gay spoiler? I don't know.
This is going to be on the website because it is retarded. I guess that's where you put the gas, or is that its balls?
I'm sure that car has no balls.
From here, I couldn't even see how you would get in and out of this vehicle.
I think it's like the Urkelmobile off of Family Matters back the day. You lift the front hatch up and get in. That's what it looks like because there's some clips right there.
This is the most unbelievably worthless vehicle.
Yeah. Oh my God! That's why I decided
this
to bring
is a
it up.
Joke,
it's like,
right?
No, it's serious. The company won the prize. They're going to produce this
it's
car.
Like it's a $1 million prize too.
Yeah,
who runs this company and who gave?
It's like, isn't it like college students
let me see
for the X Prize? I think.
Oh.
Let me look back in.
Apparently,
this,
the object of the game was not to make a functional vehicle.
Yeah, right.
It's got a diesel hybrid engine in it.
Diesel.
So, which Aptera means that they
Motors.
Could have put it in a normal-looking vehicle that could drive on a road and not fall apart.
That's what they needed to do. Make it look like a Focus or something that people would be like, okay.
It's some douchebag postmodern artist of one of those colleges, no doubt, designed it.
Well, then again, there was the guy that took the Escort station wagon that looked like your old ride, Olin.
Yeah.
And put the hydrogen runs on nothing but water engine stuff in it.
Oh, yeah.
And he probably he probably disappeared off the face of the earth because he was way too good at what he was doing.
It's a mess. Who knows what... I can't even think about it because it hurts. When you think about the money at the top and all the things we could do, like geothermal energy, completely harnessable. Oh, we have the technology to do it. It creates no pollution, and we have an unlimited supply of it.
Unlimited.
It's all the just heat. Core
but it would cost so much money to transfer to something like that.
No. It's
just, well, they're going to tell you it is.
Iceland's already doing it.
Yeah, Iceland is completely ran by geothermal power.
That's why I want to go to Iceland. Can I write a letter to Iceland and ask them, like, I'm an American refugee. I don't want to be here. Can I please come live in Iceland?
Wow. Like this little tiny island next to Greenland.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to do that.
I'm go hang out with Bjork.
I've been wanting to do that with Amsterdam, really.
Yeah.
Amsterdam. It's like, go to the neutral country because they don't care. You'll be all right. They're like, oh, no, we're neutral. We just want to stay away from your foul politics. We're all like, war for profit.
I don't blame them, man.
I don't blame them either. Yeah. I'm surprised that they haven't gotten bombed or blown up or nuked or some crap.
Well, it'll be bureaucratically. That's how they'll be toppled, you know?
Well, hopefully that won't happen.
The same douchebags that infiltrated American government and turned it over to the corporates, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Corporatocracies is
where
they're all heading.
Barack's going to handle it. Change. change.
Yeah, change.
You got some change?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah, it's gonna be a mess with Barack in a couple of years.
He's closing Guantanamo Bay.
So
I don't know why it's gonna take
That's
a year to close Guantanamo
Bay.
Who
cares?
Yes.
But
who cares about Guantanamo Bay?
He gave some people some foul looks for this whole corporate greed thing.
Oh yeah, foul looks. Did he do any finger pointing and shaking,
Probably.
Like angry finger shaking, like you little corporate bastards?
Probably.
Well,
I would imagine that. Yeah.
I think the point is, for any of these prisons that you hear about, you know, in media, there's just other secret prisons and extraditions all over.
What's
the fucking
up with
place.
That camp in Grayling?
Oh yeah,
you know, the empty camp that's constantly patrolled. Hey, what's up, FEMA camp?
Yeah, that is for us.
Yeah, it is. It's for people like us.
Let's hope that they're full of, you know, who's getting shipped back from Guantanamo
Bay. Hey, and don't be
Bay.
Scared of the FEMA camps, because apparently from what I've read on the internet, these are supposed to be, like, you know, ridiculously fun, good time camps.
Oh, like white-collar resort
camps.
Prison?
Absolutely.
Mean, like,
come on down to the FEMA camp.
Did you ever have a FEMA bonfire? It's good times.
Oh, yeah. You got to wear a mask, though, because the smell will get to you, but it is super warm.
Don't forget the FEMA egg toss. Sign up this morning. Yeah, that's, FEMA has some great ideas. They even tested it in New Orleans when everyone got ushered into the Superdome.
It's like, hey, let's
Same
just put
thing.
Everybody in the Superdome and then close off the freeways.
Yep.
All right. Nope, they can't get water. Nope. Just let them sit in their own feces. This is great.
Well, most of our, like, stadiums and or, you know, like, sports arenas are the perfect venue for stashing people.
What?
A few thousand people should you need to.
What was the worst thing about that is, like, people came on this show called Coast to Coast AM before and said, hey, these levees are going to break. This hurricane's out of control. We need to get people out of New Orleans. We got to do it. New Orleans is like, our levees will hold up. And lo and behold,
there's a professor from LSU, Louisiana State, that he had a model, a computer imaging model of what would happen when not Katrina, but something of its
magnitude.
Force magnitude came through. And it was, okay, it's going to hit here. This is going to happen. This he had like a timeline of what would happen and the result. And that was shown to a lot of people. This program was known. They watched it. Everyone ignored it. No big deal. And I think by the time the Katrina thing was over and they were already trying to get the cleanup, you know, talking weeks later, they compared it to that model and it was fucking move
right
for
on.
Move. Yeah, dead on. He was like, well, there it was.
No, I told you guys, but you didn't do anything. Right. I'm moving back to Montana.
Mm. There you go.
I've heard that if the Yellowstone guys are like actually, you know, exploded because it is an active volcano.
Oh,
if it actually did explode, then we would be in for one hell of a trip because there's so much pressure.
Is that
there.
One in Alaska right now popping off?
Is there
spewing shit up into the sky? Yeah, it's pretty big.
Oh, that's tight, man. Those are always cool to watch, you know, from the other side of the world.
Yeah, hopefully it'll spew lava and wipe out the whole Palin family. Just gonna throw that out there.
Palins. I mean, I'd bang Sarah.
They pale in comparison
not
to
me.
Educated people.
The,
Sarah
that
Palin.
One. Not, thank you.
God,
please
you just
clarify.
Can't get any hotter for a dumb broad governor.
Yeah.
Well, she plays a role perfectly.
Yep.
I don't know how many times I got her. They got her on that like French talk show or whatever that was
called. Yeah, yeah, that was calling her.
She's another one of those people that you just want to pause the DVR.
You just want to
catch her in the middle of the most wretched faces she's ever made in her life. It's amazing.
I don't know. I'd like her to make some wretched faces.
She talks like she's from Wisconsin or something.
She talks like the whitest person I've ever heard speak.
Hi, I'm Sarah Palin, and I'm going to be on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Hey, would you like to come up to Alaska, eh? We're right next to British Columbia.
We got good BC pots out there.
No, it's Northwest Territories they're next to. It's not the British.
If you look closely, you can see Russia.
I can see Russia from my house.
Wow.
So that's her foreign policy
Palin. Like I said before, and I stand by it, I would pale in her Sarah any day of the week.
I'm going to change my name.
Oh, I'll force your Sarah if you don't watch it.
Well,
be careful.
We'll try not to talk about Sarah Palin anymore.
Yeah, she's old news.
Sarah, can you force my Ezra?
What?
What?
Does that even mean?
I don't know.
Is this because Pat's not here, you're going to harass me?
Well, I just got to get a little sexual harassment in because, I'm just trying to make up for the
Pat
fact
left
that Pat's
specific instructions.
I really wish that I could take all of the sexual harassment in the world and direct it at me because I think I could handle it for most of female kind.
Nice.
Well, Pat's broken you in already.
Fuck Pat.
You know, that's awesome because when you weren't here last weekend, he had some kind words to say about you.
He had some kind words about
he
you.
He had kind words?
Yeah. And when I say kind, I mean absolutely opposite.
Yeah, well, he was just being an asshat.
He the asshat of the week?
Oh,
we did not have one last week, unfortunately.
No, there's too many to choose from.
So, Steve, did you want to do the beer of the week this week?
I think maybe I could touch on one, and then we'll get into this Berkeley Front experience.
Oh, my goodness.
So, let me just say that last night I was drinking Dogfish Head Brewery's brown ale. You're looking at a 7.2 alcohol content.
Now, how does the end of a dogfish head get brown? That's the question.
It's not like a turtle head.
Does it have anything to do with the brewing process?
They use the caramelized and golden hops for one, caramelized malts for one, which
malts,
makes it like
hops,
very brown, whatever. And it's real thick. It almost tastes like a porter. But look for it out there. It's brown ale, Dogfish Head brown ale, man, 7.2 content. You can drink a couple of them and you're fine. And it's so tasty. That definitely has that handcrafted appeal to it. But
do they have
also,
that?
Well, I was going to say also that, like Sarah mentioned, that Berkeley Front has got some sweet drinks there too.
It's amazing.
Yeah, but I wasn't aware you're talking about the mixes that they do.
Yeah.
The
mixing
Berkeley
beers.
Front.
Mixing
that's beer. On 12 Mile, right?
It is.
Okay. And,
in
you mean
downtown
like the,
Berkeley.
From the tap.
Luscious downtown
mix them
Berkeley.
From the tap. What
I'm not
tap?
Really sure because you have to understand that this was a party and we were all not right. So. But mannequin piss, oh my God. Whatever that is,
so
way to go, Berkeley Front.
So you're looking for the mannequin piss at the Berkeley
So you
front.
Drank some
yes.
mannequin piss.
I sure did.
Was it like the movie Mannequin where it like came
no.
alive and then peed and then turned
no.
back into a mannequin?
You're like, who just peed on me? There's a mannequin standing here.
Maybe that's what happens in the back.
Well, that's what R. Kelly bought for his house, a urinating mannequin, you know, for those lonely nights.
That's amazing. I want one.
So the Berkeley Front's located on 12 Mile in pristine, luscious downtown Berkeley.
Yes.
Is it by
it
time? It's
is.
By time travelers, isn't it?
I think so.
All
it's
right.
it's got to be. Mm. Downtown Berkeley's not that big.
Hey, guy at Time Travelers, I'd love to plug your crappy comic book store, but you need to lower your prices first. So anyway, back to the Berkeley Front.
Yes, it's amazing. There's got to be like 60 different kinds of beer there, probably
oh,
more.
Boy.
Have you ever been
probably
to the WAB?
Oh, yes, I have.
That's a good place.
I can't
like
speak
me
for
wild,
their beer.
Dude.
But their Caesar salad is amazing.
Oh, man, Woodward
yeah,
Avenue
decent
Brewery.
Food, decent
man.
Food there, but man, yeah. Good-ass beers there, too.
That's in Ferndale, right? Just north of 8 Mile, I believe?
No, it's just south of 9
I don't know
Mile.
If that's
just south
Ferndale or not.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It ends at 8.
It's on the corner of, I think, East Troy
okay.
and Woodward.
Okay. Yeah,
right near the Ferndale Police Station, so you'll be safe.
Yeah, I got taken in there once.
The Ferndale Police Station?
Yeah, sure
for did. Being not gay?
I had my man card on me. They didn't like that. it was my own fault. I had no disdain for red lights that night. So
so you were drunk and running red
I
lights.
I was just like, you know what? I got shit to do. Fuck this. I'm not going to stop because you've told me to stop, man, the man. Meanwhile, it's an argument in my own head. So, yeah, after like my third blown light, this cop was like, what in the fuck is wrong with you? Wow. And here's what happened. They were actually wound up being cool because I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, that's a bad decision. And I'm pissed, I had a bad day. And he's like, well, look, we're going to take your car.
like you know, hey, well, we're going to impound your car. We're taking you to jail. And now you're going to have to pay all these fines. Nope, this will change your life.
Not even. No, it was better than that. He was like, look, we're just going to take the car, go park it somewhere. We're going to have your keys at the station. Get someone come pick you up. Cool. You can come get the keys. Here's the fucked up thing. You know my little, little CVS pill vials? Keep your pills dry should you go out on the water or something.
Right, yeah.
Well, I had one of those on my fucking keychain just stocked.
Wow.
Didn't check it.
Wow.
I'm like, this is a goddamn trick. I'm going to a police station to pick up my fucking pill vial with no doubt some herb floating around in there, too. Get there. That's it.
It was all still in there.
Go get your shit. I was like, wow. Excellent detecting.
Yeah,
police work, sir.
whenever I watch cops and they're like, now this is going to change your life, I'm like, you're arresting this man for two felonies and you're telling him this is going to change his life for the better.
That's like
explain to me.
That's like cops calling people sir on cops. Like, get in the back of the car, sir.
Yeah, right.
I wonder if they called Oscar Grant sir after they shot him in the back.
Yeah, that dude's going for the mistaken his weaponry.
How's that going?
Yeah, his defense is,
it's my taser, man. Yeah. I thought I tased him.
Thought I was reaching for my taser.
Even he shouldn't have been tased anyway. Yeah. He wasn't doing anything.
Not by that video, dude. When you watch the video, which all you gotta do is, it's on YouTube, Oscar Grant, check it out if you haven't. I mean, yeah, you wonder what the fuck just happened there. And you hear that shot go off, and even a couple other cops are like, whoa, what the fuck?
Hold up. That would have been tight if, like, Nate Dogg jumped in there and was like, hold up.
No, Nate Dogg.
Well, he's got that part in that one song that came out in, like, 2000, 1999.
Olin, have you smoked your brain cells away?
That was the next episode.
There you go. Thank you. Chronic 2001. Where are you?
Well, still, you're right. Point is, he could just leap out the shadows in that subway.
He just shot
an unarmed man for no reason.
Well, everybody needs to check out Hydro Harry's at www.hydroharrys.com. They're located at 24500 DeQuinder. Right across from the Hazel Park Raceway. Get at him at 586-758-6020.
Aw, Hydro Harry's.
58 Harry's. Years and still
for those who can't see, I'm making air quotes on Harry's.
What they really mean by Harry is fuzzy, and what they really mean by...
Nugs. Harry Nugs.
Harry Buds. Fuzzy Nugs.
That's a sweet name.
Would you like
I
Harry
wish my
Nugs?
Name was Harry Nugs.
Yo, what up, Harry Nug? Harry Nug in the house!
No, he'd be the one dude that is just the opposite. Like, I'm sorry, my name is Harry Nugs. I can't help it.
This sounds like Woody Allen.
Sarah, what were you talking about earlier?
Oh, about that guy they found.
Yeah, the ice cubed man.
I had been hearing about it on my way to work.
Did you see the picture?
WWJ. No, he
made the paper.
Dude, that was on the front page of the Detroit
man,
News.
How come I haven't heard about
it? It was a Detroit News reporter that had found him in the bottom of this elevator shaft.
I wonder if that was a plant. How convenient.
And the first day, he called the cops the first day. Yep. And the cops showed up, apparently, and looked for like a half an hour, couldn't find him, and left. So, on a whim, I guess, this reporter came back the next day to maybe follow up on his story.
Make sure the cops didn't find his evidence laying around.
I don't know what, but he was still there, so he called the cops again, and
period of 3 days or something?
Two or three, I'm not really sure, but they thought it was like a homeless guy in the beginning that just like fell down the elevator
shaft. Did you hear
shaft,
how they
I
determined
guess?
That he wasn't a homeless
no,
guy?
No, I didn't.
This is what they said. This is a report. His socks were clean. And he had newer shoes on.
Oh, my God, he's wearing Nike Airs and clean socks.
Everyone knows homeless people got the dirtiest of undergarments.
I just like how impoverished people walk around in $200 shoes, and I'm going to leave it at that.
But they found, like, didn't they find his family or something?
Yeah,
like,
what they call his widow now, came forward.
Really?
Yeah, came forward and was like,
I can't believe you found
him.
I mean, I'm so sad.
He'd been missing, but did you report
it? No, she didn't, actually. And it's funny. Maybe she thought he was just out doing God know what. He must have a reputation for doing
some
crazy
shit. How long was he
gone? Did they check for track marks? I mean, what are you doing at the bottom of an elevator shaft?
Was at the bottom of an elevator shaft.
Encased in ice.
4 feet of water originally. Probably didn't freeze yet. So what they're suspecting, he's either murdered and thrown down there. He was either doing what's called urban exploring.
Oh, which is so fun if you haven't done there.
Okay, first of all, if anybody is going to go urban exploring, which I have done a few times, but you don't go by yourself. And you don't dangle yourself over an elevator shaft. This is foul play.
I've dangled myself over some pretty whack shit.
I may have looked, but I'm not going to be like, hey, you know, let me throw half my body down the elevator shaft.
But the picture you're talking, I'm talking about the front page, man. I stopped in purposely to look at it at some store, and it's just the elevator shaft. Ice, two legs sticking straight up.
Oh my god!
Like it's like the perfect joke corpse.
That's what I'm saying.
What it looks like someone positioned him like that.
Foul play, written
foul play,
all
obviously.
Over it.
You don't just
drug deal gone wrong.
Well, what they had said too is like the other actual homeless people were inhabiting the building and living around it. They were aware of it. They didn't report anything. Homeless people don't give a fuck.
So if they were aware of it, it had to have been there for like a while.
And then, I wonder if they were like eating off his calf muscle.
Oh,
like,
oh my god.
Man,
homeless
this is a tasty
don't
calf.
Eat people.
Yeah. How do you know?
I'm sure.
Are you homeless?
There's more cannibals in this country.
No, you just catch a pheasant. That's all you gotta do. There's pheasants all
there's
over.
There's pheasants everywhere.
But then there was the group of kids that were playing hockey near and around the body in the basement of this building because it's completely flat and smooth ice. So those kids knew about it too. Remember, like, what was the scene? Was it Boys in the Hood? Y'all want to see a dead body? That's like what they're doing. They're like, want to check out this body?
And then they redid that little scene in Don't Be a Menace, and there was a fat Elvis impersonator dead in the alleyway. That was amazing.
That was,
yeah.
That was
so
amazing.
I want to know why.
Where was this building at?
I don't know. It was the Roosevelt Warehouse, I think. I don't even know where it is. I had never even heard of it.
It should either be torn down or, you know, reinvigorated.
Well, the Packard plant should have been torn down like forever ago, but I've been all through that building.
Oh, yeah, man. Yep.
It's scary.
Yeah, I wonder if, hopefully the show gets big enough that we could buy either the Packard plant or one of the older.
The paint factory right across the freeway from here. I mean, you can tell it's the paint factory. There's graffiti art all over it.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently, one of my friends went in there, I think it was right around last year, springtime, and he said the concrete floor started to feel a little spongy. So it's getting ready to go down.
Whoa.
How does concrete get spongy?
Oh, it seems...
Over, you know, 30, 50 years of not being used and exposed to the elements, things start to deteriorate.
It's amazing, yeah.
And all the bird shit that accumulates inside there.
Oh, it's like that one
bird room.
Were you there for that? Oh, yeah, man, that was bad, man. And then PJ went in there.
There's like toxic barrels in this room that's been closed up for 40 years. We open it and birds go fucking bird shit crazy. And this stench comes out of it that for sure was going to give somebody the bird flu.
It was like opening a wind tunnel. I think Dylan went in there. Dylan, did you go into the bird room?
He almost puked.
I entered the bird room.
What? How was that?
Upstairs of the bird room.
Oh, wow. So you went in there deep.
Me and Pat stumbled away from that room gagging.
I was quick, man. I was just like, I'm not going even near that.
Until it gets slightly warmer outside and we can go spelunking in some of these areas. Because I haven't seen it yet, and I'm very interested.
So I guess wrapping up the whole frozen body story. I would like to say that I think there was like a moral issue, too. They argued for a couple days on should you even have printed that.
The picture?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Everybody needs to quit being a pussy and wake up to reality.
Sure. I think they should be fucking showing the body counts coming home from places like Iraq, you know?
Yeah, why don't we show pictures of all the women and children over in Iraq?
That whole Bush regime did a good job at making sure that their corporate-owned media interests didn't show a lot of
it. It totally reminded me, remember the South Park movie when we went to war with Canada and that? It's what it totally reminded me of. Like, huh.
That was 10 years ago, too.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, my God, Keanu.
Whoa. What am I still doing here? Meet my friend.
San Dimas High School football rules.
Dave B. Thevin.
I love that. That's a fun
Socrates.
Socrates.
Dylan.
And Abraham Lincoln. Oh, so good.
I don't understand. They say it's a moral issue, moral issues. It's all right to show kids violent cartoons, but as soon as you introduce the nipple into the equation, which is something that's naturally occurring in nature, it's a big effing deal. I think you're all in agreement with me, so you have
Sure.
Damn it, I want to yell.
Mind control is achieved through blissful ignorance.
God. Oh. Oh. I'm Henry Reeves. Steve, what do you got, man? I'm sure it's going to make me even more.
I got a little poem that I wrote.
Oh, okay.
Could, read that real quick.
Roses are red, corpses are blue.
Frozen ice sucks, and so do you! No. No, surprised. Well, this one goes out to Roop. That's right. Listen up, Roop.
Roopy Roop.
Weaving a blanket of lies on the loom of time uniquely designed for human eyes. The shiny, happy amalgam. I think, therefore I am, part of the problem. And I find it amusing, proof that God let us exist in this prison of our own choosing, bruising the fruits that we grew for organic juicing, using the panic as the only way to keep moving. The whole thing stinks to high heaven. I haven't seen this much blind eye since fucking 9/11. Drinking the Kool-Aid they made using the stagnant water. Mosquitoes full of the blood of your virgin daughters. Now I call upon the authors to explain this game that's too personal to be named. In the puppy dog tales I got stuck in my brain as I do cocaine using the same old rusty blade.
That was effing good.
I like it.
Wow. I was, like, going to come in with, like, some sound effects or something, but I was like, no, I'm going to ruin it, so I'm just going to shut up.
Thank God.
Yeah, just drop that real quick.
That was tight, man.
So that's out there, and that's because of my influences, such as, I'll just got to say, let's talk about KRS-One for a minute.
Yeah.
And I know because of KRS-One. Yeah, and I know.
That's so deep.
Shout out to Sublime, man.
Dude, Sublime.
If it wasn't for Sublime, I wouldn't have, like,
really?
KRS.
Really? Now, see, actually, I was kind
of. I got into Sublime when I was really young, though.
I was,
know, like,
I had
10,
some,
11, 12.
I had older friends.
Right before or right after?
Before
what,
or after
they got
what?
Big?
The tragedy, dog.
Well, the tragedy happened in 95. It would have been right before. See, in 91, I would have been 10. So maybe I was 13, 14. So it would have been right around.
See,
then.
I had, where I lived, I had, like, some older cats that were into, like, hip-hop, like, some of the better, earlier shit, one of them being Boogie Down Productions. So Boogie Down Productions was led, with the front man was KRS-One. Well, then he kind of started doing solo shit. So KRS, I got in, was always into that. His delivery, his content was like nothing else at the
it's
time.
Deep.
It's always been revolutionary
knowledge.
Yeah, style stuff. Knowledge reigns supreme.
Knowledge does. That's some of the best hip-hop they kick.
That's
knowledge.
KRS-One, yeah. It's kind of curse, stands for Krishna, but knowledge reigns supreme over everyone. But, so yeah, man, and then Sublime, when I heard that Sublime shit, I was like, okay, this fucking Bradley knows what he's into, you know?
Yeah, that tribute.
And unfortunately, went a little too far with it, but...
Yeah, he was whatever. On the Jones Show, right?
So KRS-One winds up, I happen to be, like, I was randomly doing some shit around the house, head on the Jones Show, and I hear him, so we have KRS-One coming up next, stick around, check out. I was like, what? Get
the fuck before we here. Burn in the pits of eternal hell, and they drink the virgin blood from our souls.
And then he screams like that. Yeah,
that guy is so good, but he just needs to tone it down.
He's a fucking ape, man. Yeah, no doubt. So,
God.
So I lined up.
Sorry. How dare you?
In all actuality, let me tell you this. I was a little worried about this interview coming up. I'm like, uh-oh, he's going to pigeonhole KRS into saying some shit.
Yeah, like he did
with
Joseph.
I was a little worried because, yeah, that. I was a little worried because I didn't know where KRS's head is nowadays. Although I've seen a couple of his concerts. Best fucking hip-hop show you'll ever go to, by the way.
KRS-One has a ton of energy.
Yes,
sir. Loud.
So he, yeah, he's fucking loud. So he, he comes on in almost right off the bat, dude. He just starts on talking about the people in the cabinet of Barack Obama. These people he's selected, Rahm Emanuel, Brzezinski, some of these guys, and that points to so much more than people are aware of. Because if you've, KRS is familiar with the history of some of these guys, and he just straight up says he doesn't believe, KRS says, he doesn't believe Barack Obama has the interest of black people, for one, but all people in America, for two.
There you go, people.
Not the best, it's what he says. He's real cool with, you know, talking in generalities, but he understands what, you know, what's considered the plight, and, you know, you're, he talks about Martin Luther King boulevards in any state.
Every city.
In anywhere you go, there's Martin Luther King boulevards, and what's happening there? Drug deals.
Yeah,
motherfuckers
they're all
getting shot.
It's like Rosa Parks
it's the
Boulevard.
Worst, yeah, it's the worst, like, areas when, in fact, that is a direct result of systems that fail, the politicians that fail the people there. And this is what Kara said on the show, was that the only time you see black politicians or people taking those roles is when the systems are already failed and they want to put them people in power as, like, you know, the face of a failing system now. I was actually stunned to hear KRS-One talking about Obama being a puppet for globalists.
No, he's absolutely. Fucking,
dude, he's all over globalism, the idea of, and I hate using terms like New World Order and whatnot, but it's true, it is. It's a world order. And what he says is, if there's a New World Order, what's the old world order? There must be, like, the world order currently is corruption, like the corporatocracy or plutocracy.
Pretty much.
Being ruled by the elites. Oh my God, this just in. Check it out. George Obama. You might want to look into that name because that's Barack Obama's half-brother in Kenya.
Yeah.
Just the other day. Yeah. He's got arrested for marijuana possession.
Are you kidding me?
In Kenya?
No, I'm not joking.
In Kenya. Yeah. So it didn't happen here, so it doesn't count. We're not going to talk about
it. It reminds me of, like, with, no, I'm serious about that.
That guy left his brother and, like, his aunt.
Did you hear we had a ticker of incoming news? We're right on the wire.
Wow.
That's amazing. We're moving up in the world.
That was more?
This is news live from the Olin Ezra Show.
Breaking news, everybody. Barack Obama's brother's been arrested on marijuana charges. Yeah, but he, it kind of reminds me of all these, like, the Clinton's brother, he's like a fucking jerk off. Roger Clinton, he's just like a fucking slacker jerk off.
Every family has one.
Who was it? Jimmy Carter, when he was in, his brother was just a lush. So he capitalized on it and made Billy Beer. It literally Billy Carter Beer. They're still out there floating around. People collect them, but so I mean, me wonder now, are they gonna capitalize on Obama Buds?
That'd be well, tight.
Is his brother actually going to fucking come out with his own style?
I don't know.
Hopefully in a few months when everything gets put into place and we all can get that little card that says what we're entitled to.
You got to try that Obama strain, man.
Oh, you know it's going to happen. You know it. It probably already happened. God only knows how many different names of different strains there are all over California and all those clubs.
Speaking of the elite circle, I was looking at the Super Bowl. You know, I was thinking long and hard. I'm like, there's a bigger thing going on here during the Super Bowl than they would like to let on. And it all comes back, believe it or not, to one man. One man. I mean, it starts at the bottom with a wide, you know, fan base.
Mm-hmm. We're never going to make any money. Here
it
comes.
Bounces out to the local sports teams. You know, the pyramid is slowly getting smaller. Then to the arena management, who mm-hmm. then in turn have to, you know, the local advertisers have to appeal them, like Rock Financial. Whatever. Then it goes to the local television networks. Then to network ad revenue. Then the network television, and at the very top of this pyramid sits the Roopster, taking his place among the Super Bowl gods.
Perched on a branch like a vulture, no doubt.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, with his 13-year-old Cambodian children next to him.
The Super Bowl makes everybody stop paying attention.
Oh, that's
they just
true.
Focus on the game and getting fat and being lazy. Yes. That's
Rupert.
What the whole day's about.
Go to Walmart and buy a Queen CD and some Cheetos.
Rupert Murdoch with sitting up there in his thong with his Cambodian boys.
He calls them minnows.
Really, minnows.
Their opinions do not reflect mine, and I'd like some money.
Hey,
so.
Rupert, you can just bend over, or I can bend over, and you can kiss my fucking ass, you ass-tard. Screw you. I don't want your money.
I'll take it.
Sell out. Well,
all right, sure.
I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to have his money, but would you feel good about spending his money?
Yes.
He would fucking be smart to hire a show like us.
He would be
because
smart.
Then he would know that's
so
like
cutting edge.
He's
if
got criticism
Philip Morris
on his
owns
side,
truth.com,
you know?
Why can't Rupert Murdoch own part of us and give us some money for talking shit about him?
Roop is not owning any part of me.
It'd be cheaper to just take you out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, but he won't have my voice. It's like, hey, everybody, I'm Olin Ezra.
Yeah, right.
You know,
there's enough of you out there now that we could just take your voice print
Silencio,
and make it say
favor.
Whatever we need to. It's fine.
Hey, Dylan, what's that? We could run it through that program that just basically has clips of mimics like Olin's vocal style.
Yeah, we can do it. Create an algorithm that produces your voice.
There we go. That's all we need to do.
Slap together a mannequin.
I could take you out right now.
Yeah. Well,
you working for Roop?
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna.
I wish.
One of us is, but which one is the question?
It's me.
And we have a huge announcement next week to make on the show, so you have to stick around and listen next week because it will make you cream yourself. The show on the 21st still happening at the Bullfrog. Doors open at 9:30. $5 for 21 and up, $7 for 18 and up. And that's located in luscious, pristine, beautiful Redford, right there at 5 Mile and Telegraph.
Oh, my God. Luscious and pristine.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Fuck yeah, they got a Walgreens over there and everything.
What did I say when I was plugging your show with Hush? It's Hush. It was like, luscious, pristine, beautiful Warren.
Oh, my
Located
God.
In lavish South Warren.
Yeah, it's like, you know, yeah, you know. Beautiful, serene, historic Highland Park.
Ooh.
Yeah, they fired my mom last 2 weeks ago.
What?
Yeah, she was a school teacher over there. And
what do you mean?
Her.
Like a layoff? Or?
Yeah, they can't afford to pay her.
Oh, she didn't make the kids watch Zeitgeist?
I told her she should have. I'm like, you should have gone out to Zeitgeist because you're screwed either way.
If you already knew that you were losing your job, right, I'd totally do it.
Just
be like, hey, kids.
The bomb.
No,
we're
she went.
Zeitgeist.
She had no idea. She went into school one Friday and they're like, here you go. There's your slip. Like, her and 10 other teachers from the school all got canned.
So what are these kids going to do for the rest of the year? Are they just going to cram them into another...
They're going to party!
Oh, my God.
Now we have 37 kids in every classroom.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Even,
60.
Even less time to help any one of them.
Right, yeah.
Less time or attention.
Well... Yeah. Bush is gone, so they're not interested with the no
child
left behind.
My retro Bush isn't gone, just to throw that
in there. No child left behind. Something about your pubic hair being longer than your flaccid penis.
Yeah, my girlfriend pointed that out to me the other day.
That's really sad.
Why?
That speaks volumes about you.
I don't do manscaping. Whatever, it's bushy.
You manscaped your face in the last week and a half, which I was surprised about.
Actually, all I did, if you notice, my hair... is exactly the same length as my beard. All I did was just clipper my whole fucking head.
With the same guard?
With the same guard, yeah.
You are lazy. You could have at least taken your clipper when you were done with your head and took care of the rest of you.
I'm not gonna... Not down there.
If it's that long, you're gonna need
it's
clippers.
Cool. Like, she was braiding it and stuff. It turned into
that's
a big
amazing.
Joke.
I actually got a weave down there.
Extension.
No, that's not true.
Isn't that how Dave Chappelle described Michael Jackson's penis?
Well, on glitter. Michael Jackson's penis, so that's the note we're going to wrap the show up today.
Motherfucker, that's a good host.
I'm Olin Ezra, and I have Retro Bush. This chick on the left of me, Miss Sarah Force.
Has no bush.
The man on the right of me, Steve Foster, a.k.a. El Magnano.
Even death respects purpose.
And Dylan running the sound. We're going to take you out to Alpha Stars, the final mission, only on Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
See ya!
Sending the phone.